Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and if you are new to the show, just a little bit about me. You heard it all in the intro. I'm an intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher. I'm very passionate about helping people find their way of connecting. And if you want to learn a little bit more about what I offer in private sessions, workshops, we have spiritual groups that are forming now. Our first one starts August 8th, and you can go to the website and check all that out. I have free meditations you can download over there. And I also have a free ebook on energy balance that you will receive automatically when you sign up for the newsletter. So just for those that are new, I want to welcome you to the show. We're excited to be part of Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today I'm very excited. We have a wonderful guest, Maya White, with us today. And we're going to be talking about bringing astrology down to earth. Maya has been working with astrology now for over 25 years. She's been a professional astrologer and intuitive guide, and she has assisted hundreds of people. Her approach is to combine spiritual understanding with practical action. In addition to mastering astrology, she is one of only 90 people in the world certified in astrocartography, which I can't wait to find out a little bit more about that from her. It's a very specialized branch of astrology which helps people find their perfect place on earth for love, prosperity, and personal growth. She is also the creator of the Easy Astrology Oracle Cards. And that's a learning system developed to help people understand astrology through the use of imagery combined with meaningful symbols. The cards also provide amazing insights when used as a predictive oracle in a manner similar to tarot cards. So they are available through her website, and we're going to ask her about that, your metaphysical shops, and also from directly from the publisher, HayHouse.com. Whoa, I got caught up on that one. And I want to welcome Maya to the show. Welcome, Maya.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, it's great to have you, and it's early for her. She's over on the West Coast, so it's 8 o'clock in the morning for her and 11 for us, so I think she's awake by now.
I'm up and I'm ready to go.
Oh, it's wonderful. You know, I was really looking through everything that you have, and it's very interesting. I mean, you know, what I found interesting that I want to ask you first is about how you got started in astrology, because when I was coming, you know, I was always connected but hid it for many years growing up in an area where they just didn't accept this, you know, with religious backgrounds and things like that. I grew up in the South and the Bible Belt. And I went, that was my first approach was actually astrology. I went into that to start finding my way back to a connection. And that was immediately my first question for you is, how did you, you've been doing this for 25 years, how did you begin or start in astrology?
Well, you know, Jen, because I'm passionate about astrology, I have a very clear memory of when it first came to me, and I still own the first astrology book. I still have the first astrology book that I ever owned, And actually, this book was called, it was by Sidney Omar, and it was, I can't remember the name, but, you know, Your Guide to Astrology. And I was 14 years old when I got the book. And now, over the years, twice, I have tried to give that book away. I gave it to a lending library. And one time I was in a completely different circumstance in a different building, and my girlfriend who had the lending library picked this book up and handed it to me, and she said, "Here, you should have this." And I looked, and oh, son of a gun, it was my own book that I had given several years ago.
I've had that happen to me with books. I'm like, well, let me share this with someone else. I had someone lend me a book that I could not seem to return back to the person. It won't leave me. I think that's a message sometimes.
Yeah. So, right. So after this happened to me twice, I kept it. And so I still have that book in my library. And so, you know, I got into it through Sidney Omar, and it's really, I would say, beyond that, then it became a something that called me. I was in a point of my life where I had tried every miserable job that I could think of, you name it. I had tried doing it for work, and I pretty much threw my hands up and surrendered, mm-hmm. and I sat on the couch and I cried for 2 weeks, and I said, "What am I going to do?" And I had always wanted to do astrology full time. This was, you know, several years ago that this happened. And I took out a 3-line ad in a Portland newspaper weekly magazine, and it's like the flood doors just opened.
Oh, but you had surrendered to it. So,
and yes, I think that's the surrender.
Key. Yeah, the key is that when we go through that transit, we're trying so hard, and then we just have to. I remember going through that before, and I had to just be okay with, oh, well, I just can't, this is it, you know. And once I was just okay with that, and then I surrendered it, and then everything started to flow and move in a direction. And it's interesting hearing you share that, because I really connect with that. And it just flowed open and showed you this is the way for you. This is it for you, right?
Absolutely. It's been my way, and it's been my calling, and I am so filled with gratitude every day that I can do this, because I did go through the path of having to do many, many things that I didn't really, you know, enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a college degree in music, and I would say that's my other passion, music, and I gave private music lessons for several years. Mm-hmm. But really, I would have to say at this point, the astrology has pretty much come in and swept over my life and filled it gratefully.
That's beautiful. Well, you know, the music, though, I can relate to that with my painting. I sometimes will go to the easel, and that's how I will connect with spirit. It comes through a lot with intuitive painting, but then I know what I'm going to go write, or I know what I'm going to what the message is. So I know music is a frequency. So believe it or not, if that's another thing that you love, it's probably connected anyway. Main focus, right?
Of course, many, many astrologers are also musicians.
See, that's interesting.
Trivia fact.
And, you know, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And there's a lot of different types of astrology. I mean, we have the Vedic, and we have I studied esoteric astrology. And mm-hmm. you have this unique, it was astrocartography.
Astrocartography.
Okay, what is that?
Well, I do all kinds of astrology, actually. I do what's called natal astrology. I practice Western as opposed to Vedic astrology. Mm-hmm. So, even as opposed to Chinese astrology, which would have the 12, animals.
Right.
I think they're all relevant and valid, but what I'm trained in and what I know and love is just plain, straight old Western astrology. So I do sun sign. I write a monthly horoscope that's available on my website, mayawhite.com. And I do, of course, consultations for people looking for insight on romance, where they should live, personal life situations, what's going on for you right now and what can you do about it. And then about in the late 70s, I got interested in something that was very new at the time called astrocartography. And it's relocation astrology. So it tells you where your best place is on Earth to live. And it's generated from a map that is showing where the planets were above the Earth at the time you were born, the theory being that the Earth carries a harmonic resonance of the planet.
Mm. Oh, wow. Wow. We want to talk a little bit more about this. We're going to be going to break here in just a moment. So hang on, because I want to, okay. I want to explore that a little bit more, because now I'm not sure, but are your cards related to this type?
No, the cards are really more basic astrology. The way the cards came about is I wanted to do a card deck related to astrocartography. And I realized that before I could do that, I had to do something more basic. And okay. hence the easy astrology oracle cards were born.
Okay. Well, hang on to that thought, Maya, because I want to go into that a little bit more about what the astrocartography is. For those that, I mean, for me, it was a new term. So I know for a lot of people, and if there's only 90 people in the whole world certified in that, that's a very specialized area.
I'll tell you how that happened too.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. I want to hear about that. So everyone, hang on to your seats here. We're going to be back in just a moment. You are listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest, Maya White, the astrologer. We'll be right back after this break.
To write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
And we are back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and my very special guest today is astrologer Maya White. And before we went to the break, we were talking about a very specialized section or area or branch of astrology called astrocartography that Maya is one of the 90 people in the whole world certified in. So Maya, can you continue on with that conversation? Because I'm intrigued and I'm just listening.
Okay, well, Jen, astrocartography, again, was something that really it just was a matter of following my passion and my calling. And I'll tell you what happened. I grew up in Colorado and I ended up in Maine. And I could not figure out why the heck I was in Maine. I loved it. I grew to love it, but it was so cold and it was so far away from my family and everything that I knew. And I really, you know, it prompted me to search for answers regarding location and place. You know, how could I have had ended up in this remote place? And in the 1970s, I started seeing ads for something called astrocartography. And it was talking about how astrology is related to different places. And so, of course, I jumped right in. I had to know everything I could about it. And it turns out that it did answer many, many questions for me regarding that situation. And I love to travel, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just I was drawn in. And I was I own, again, just like I have my first astrology book, I have one of the first astrocartography maps that was ever generated. And what it is, it's brilliant, actually. It was created by a guy named Jim Lewis, who was an astrologer as well as a software developer. Ooh. And he was able to create a program that previously to the computer age, you could get this information, but you literally would have to calculate thousands of charts, astrological charts. So he figured out a way to display visually the information that would be shown in a chart, and it is unique for every person. So this is something that's a little different from, let's say, Earth ley lines energy. This would be your personal Earth ley lines and your personalized map.
So it's like, let me just make sure I'm comprehending what you're saying, because this is fascinating to me. So this type of astrology can help you define a geographical location that would be to the best for you? Or
absolutely.
So,
that's,
I mean, this is
does.
Where you can find where you can really find your highest outcome, your soul purpose, your whole point of being here is, and where you would do the best in a location geographically. That's what I'm getting from this. Is that right?
Yes. It will tell you where to live. And then also, not only do you have to pack up your life and live to an area, let's say you have a good place in France that you really can't live there, but, you know, it's a significant place for you in astrocartography. You can bring that area to you through music, through culture, through relationships, reaching out. And also, you know, there will be certain places that are good for different activities. So an example would be, let's say you want to go to school and earn a master's degree or a PhD. And then you would consider going to a place that had a lot of energy from something like Saturn, which is a planet of discipline and study. And, you know, Saturn's where you go to work. And it might not be where you want to spend the rest of your life, but it would be an excellent place to go to Saturn, as opposed to, let's say you're a mother and you want to be sure you do not send your child to a party location for college.
So,
an example would be, like, you probably wouldn't send your daughter maybe to, let's say, a Venus-Uranus zone, because she would spend her years, you know, worrying about her wild love affairs and, you know, how nothing ever lasts, and she'd be preoccupied.
Not quite what we intended our daughter to learn, right?
Right. But, it works in that way. And also, I want to really emphasize that the way I practice astrocartography is I do not just look at your map and say, okay, you know, this is the only place on Earth you'll be happy. Mm-hmm. I really don't think it works that way. I like to point out what would be circumstances you're likely to find at different locations. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people are in a situation where they can't move at that time. And even if they're not happy, especially, they have to stay. And what it does then is it just gives you some soothing and comfort, because you know what you're dealing with, why you keep seeing or encountering perhaps, difficult situations, and give you tools on how to deal with it.
It's, you know, what's coming up for me as a question, and it's intriguing because I'm relating to, obviously, everybody listening is relating to something within their own personal life, but I've moved all over the place. I've lived in a lot of places, and I've learned something in every single place. Now, what intrigues me is if, you know, we're here as a soul learning. And going back to what you were saying about you wouldn't send your daughter to the Venus location, you would send her to another location for learning, so to speak, as college, if that's what you were, that was your example. People can use this as they're going through different things they're learning through their journey, it sounds like. So, and like you said, I like where you said you could bring the energy to you, because I think I've done that myself with my decor in my home and the type of music I listen to. There's certain music that I listen to when I'm really connecting and looking for answers, and it has to be the classical without words. And so that's an example. So what you're telling me is this opens up and allows you to really be a co-creator in and helping you fine tune why you're here and where you can build.
Yeah, I love the way you're presenting it, Jen, because that's totally a great example. And just tuning into the consciously to the energies, right? Regardless of what it is, and then if you kind of know what you're looking for, well, it's like it's a map, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
To help you go. And then I also noted in your bio, you talk about that you want to help people dissolve the stuckness in their life.
Right.
And this is certainly something that I think astrocartography can do, because people do get stuck on a certain issue or around a certain situation. And again, just, consciousness and knowledge that the information of astrology provides, including and especially what you will learn from astrocartography, will help you move through these situations, decide, do I want to stay? Do I want to go? Is it time to go?
Yeah.
Is this my perfect place and I'm just having a bad month?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, so, I like it. I like this a lot because, I mean, I'm just really relating, because every place I physically moved to, and I moved all over, East Coast, West Coast, out of the country, in the country, I've lived in a lot of places. But each time I did move, I felt like I gained something. And then I also, it would, you know, that stuckness you're talking about, it busts that up, because you'll get into these routines in that environment. And then you move out of that. Now you can't set it up the same way. You're in a different energy now. The other thing I did, and I haven't moved in a while now. I've been in here in this area for 6 years. I moved and rearranged my room. I had to move my easel to one side. If something was driving me crazy, it was like, move it, rearrange it. And so I kind of geographically relocated the items in my room because it was like, I need to move. I haven't moved in a while. It's like, I need to move. So I moved all the computer and radio to one corner. I have all the video and all that light and green screen where I do all that in one section. I had to rearrange the whole room. I have my art and painting. I have this one big room that's everything that I do, but I completely rearranged it. My husband came home and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I have to move."
Well, let me ask you this, Jen. Why have you moved so many times? Was it external circumstances or was it internal? When you actually moved physical locations?
I was previously married to a military man that moved us around. We were moving that way. The last move out of country back in was my own after that ended. Because that ended after 20 years. And okay. we went our separate ways peacefully, and we've grown so much. I think both of us have grown so much because we allowed each other to do that. And now I'm, you know, in a completely different lifestyle. Yeah. And I see where that wouldn't have ever happened staying in that. But that was for my whole transition in life. That was one of those big transitions that happened. But that's why I did. But each time I did, I loved everything I was learning from it.
Well, and yes, you know, some people are more suited to moving than others, and I've moved a lot too, and you know, I have come to regard it as an adventure. But I do also feel that every move can, especially if it's the right move and if it's a good move, can bring newness to your life. But I think often that sometimes with moves can come a loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's usually something you have to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
And even not, just like you said, the energy coming in, moving in energy, like that's what I did in here. But I love astrology. I look at it often for my own personal self. But I find that there's different energies that are moving with those planets. And when you learn to work with the system, which is very mathematical, it looks very mathematical. Yes, and we're going to hold that thought. We're getting ready to go to break. When we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about what the lunation cycles are and how we can apply astrology to everyday life. You guys are listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest astrologer, Maya White. We will be right back after the break.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Favorites. Thank you for playing that.
Thank you.
he always does great selections with the music. You guys, we are right back. This is the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and my guest today is astrologer Maya White. We're talking about astrology, astrocartography, astrology. Did I say that right? I keep slowing down every time I say it. But before we keep going on that, because we want to talk a little bit about lunation cycles and how we can apply this to everyday life and use it to help us. We've been talking about that, but I just want some simple tips. I want to give out your website. So, Maya, could you tell everybody where they can find you on the web and about where they can find your cards and things like that?
Okay. My website is the same as my name, mayawhite.com, M-A-Y-A, and then white, like the color, .com. And I have everything that I do is under the umbrella of that website. The Oracle cards are most easily ordered directly from Hay House. So you go to hayhouse.com and just query my name again, Maya White, and that will take you to a link with the Easy Astrology Oracle cards. And you can actually get a nice receive the nice publisher's discount when you order right from the publisher. So I also just wanted to give a plug to my business page on Facebook, Maya White Astrology. And actually, the business page is under Maya White Astrologer. And I do frequent daily updates. I do something called Astrology for Today, What's Going On. And I just talk about what might be the daily transits. And I use the picture that I can best find to illustrate what I'm trying to say. And just give you kind of some daily tips on, you know, what's up today in the stars and what can you do with it again. So I would love to have people stop by my Facebook page, Maya White Astrologer. I do a monthly horoscope. It's all original. It's written by me, none of this prepackaged stuff. And that's available through my website. MayaWhite.com, and then you can also at the website sign up for my newsletter. I do a weekly newsletter, and when you sign up for the newsletter, oops, the dogs are liking that.
Everyone, that is my co-host Emmy the Akita, 98-pound Akita that doesn't care for the little 5-year-old next door that's screaming. We're just
okay. So that's okay. She likes.
I'll take that as a compliment.
I know,
I'm on the third floor of a beach house. She's on the first floor.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. She's got some bar. Now, there
we
go.
Wow, yeah. So when you sign up for my monthly newsletter, you will also receive my ebook. It's called How to Manifest Your Best Life, Secrets of the Stars. So my thing about astrology is I want to make it approachable. I want people to be able to use it on a day-to-day basis to understand it. I want to demystify astrology and just help people not be overwhelmed by it. So, Jen, I do have one question here before we talk about the lunation cycles, and I thought I would wait and ask you this on air.
Mm-hmm.
What's your sign?
What's my sign?
Yeah.
You know what? I was thinking about that before we came on the air, because it depended on which one I was looking at. I'm April 26th. And so in Western, I was Taurus, but when I was looking at esoteric, I was Aries. So I was intrigued. a good question to ask you, because I'm like, what do I do with that?
Yeah, I would peg you as a Taurus, because that's what I do. I practice Western astrology, so... So we would put you in a Taurus, and then that would be, to me, talking about your art,
mm-hmm.
your work with your voice,
mm-hmm.
And also probably when you moved house so many times in the past, did you bring a lot of things with you?
Did I bring a lot of things with me?
When you moved, did you keep your things or did you get rid of them?
You know what? It's interesting. That's an interesting question. The only
mm-hmm.
things that I brought with me everywhere were the art-related and creative things. And every place we moved, I had to have my own room for that. We had to make sure we had one extra room, so I had a place that I could do that because I felt like I couldn't survive without that. That's a lifeline for me. I have to have my art. I have to have my creative room. My creative room is interesting. I mean, when you come in here, people go, what in the world is she doing in this place? Because there's this green screen rolled up where I drop it down for videos and there's all mm-hmm. these lights. It's like, what is she making? Home movies? What is she doing?
Yeah. So see, that would be your lifeline. You need, because Taurus is about earth and things. So Taurus needs a touchstone. Taurus is the second sign of the natural zodiac, and Taurus is where we get grounded, where we manifest, where we say, touch the earth, so to speak. So although you, you had to move and you didn't take so many of your possessions, the art would have been where your Taurus nature connected. And your ruling planet then is Venus. So Venus is also, about art, and creation and just that, that finer, beautiful, sensitive side of life.
Which makes sense because I love to take something that doesn't, whether it's a person or an area that doesn't feel beautiful or feel positive, and I like to completely change it into feeling good or beautiful. Like, give me a plain, weedy section of the yard and I'm going to make that look like a great garden. I just love doing that.
Yeah.
Whether that's a person or
trait.
Yeah. Like whether it, I like my surroundings to feel good. And if they don't, I'm out of sorts. I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of sorts if they're not. Now I have a question for you because
okay.
I remembered that we talked about it during the break and I did want to ask you I'm sure the listeners would be curious. Is there something you could tell us that the astrology is showing for right now, for this month, or?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm glad you asked about that because that, again, to me is what people can learn and understand that helps them in their everyday life. And what's going on right now in the big picture is that we are in the midst of a five-year cycle where two of the outer planets, Uranus and Pluto, are in a stressful or antagonistic aspect to each other. It's called a square. A square is like a challenge, and it's just the same way if you think about taking a piece of paper and then you rip it apart, you divide it into four sections.
Okay.
You've like ripped that piece of paper. So Uranus and Pluto are talking about really the whole organization of society, how people have, you know, lived, our social structure, government, and also really even the way we perceive the world. And the one of the last times that we had a this type of a square was in the 1930s when the Great Depression happened. Mm-hmm. And then even back into the 1700s with, I think, the French Revolution occurred then. So the first day that Uranus really showed its face in this this square was back last April of 2012 when Egypt went absolutely, you know, crazy.
Right.
People were rioting in the streets, and they overthrew Mubarak. And you can see, of course, Egypt again is quite busy. There's a lot going on. So Egypt's like a good marker of the stress of these two planets, social and cultural revolution. And what happened last month is that the planet Mars opened up this square. Like Mars, you know, in fact, it was exact yesterday that Mars was challenging or squaring Uranus. And so Mars is about power, force, drive, you know, energy. Mm-hmm. Mars is the warrior, and Uranus is social unruliness, or also the catalytic change in your life. So Mars pretty much, you know, initiated kind of like a breakthrough in this stalemate. And this month, the planet Jupiter finishes the work that Mars did. And so Jupiter really comes into this situation with more authority. I think that we're going to see like a flare-up. We're seeing already a flare-up. But then we're going to see, I think, things settle down a bit. And people coming into, you know, more, let's say, agreement and guidelines as to what the new institutions or new pathways will be.
Okay. Wow. We still got some transition to go through. And everybody's feeling that in a different way. Everybody's feeling this shift. Guys, stay with us. We are going to break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this interesting interview up, because this has just been fascinating to me, and I could ask questions for hours. But we are in a time frame, so stay with us. You are listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest, astrologer Maya White. We will be right back after the break.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you.
And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We are back, and you are listening to the Jen Royster Show here on Transformation Talk Radio Network. I'm Dr. Jen, and I have a wonderful guest that we've been chatting with, astrologer Maya White. And Maya, let's talk about the lunation cycles.
Yes, we'll make it to there.
Yeah, we finally. I know.
We got a little sidetracked.
But everything's so interesting, and I didn't want to forget the other. But let's talk about what is that?
Well, I like to talk about the lunation cycles because this is something that everybody can apply easily to their everyday life, and it's pretty easy to figure out once you know again what you're looking for, and every month, the moon goes from a new moon where it's not visible in the sky, and then we see it peaking into a little crescent, and then it moves to what's called the first quarter, which is its half presence in the sky. Then it goes to full moon, and then it after the full moon, it decreases in size, and it's once you're aware of that, it's pretty easy to follow, and you know, you can see what's going on. And one of the teachings of astrology is that you can kind of use this the growth and or decrease of the moon size to, you know, kind of get your life in tune with nature and with the stars, and therefore becoming a student and adept master of astrology. That the theory is that at new moon is when you want to initiate or begin a project. And then just as the moon grows, therefore the growth of your project will continue. Full moon is considered a time for harvest. So you want to, at the time of full moon, kind of sit down, take a moment, and just reevaluate what you've been doing for the previous 2 weeks, maybe adjust your course. And then as the moon decreases in size, you can, that's kind of called the dispersing or dispensation cycle. So you then want to spread out the seeds of what you've done. Mm-hmm. And this is just a little tip that once you kind of get in tune with this, you'll, first of all, your friends are going to think you're an astrological genius, and it'll help you also. You can always know that the new moon, the sign of the new moon is always going to be the same as the sun sign. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, the new moon of August is on August 6th. And so this is, right now we're looking in the sky and we're seeing the moon every night. It's getting smaller in size. So we're kind of winding this cycle down. The August 6th new moon is a great time to set intentions, to begin new projects, and your secret insider tip is that you can also know that this new moon is in Leo, and therefore it would be a good cycle to kind of do projects around Leo. So, if you want to launch, let's say, a social presence, like you want to start a new cycle with videos, or, you know, introduce a new topic, or you want to have a month where you're going to be seen out in the public and, you know, get your name out there, that would be really a good time to begin that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, because the Leo is very much about the leadership or stage presence or, you know, being in the public eye. the way I understand it, right? Wow, that's, yes, it's fascinating. It's making sense why my publicist seems to be getting speaking engagements for me all of a sudden.
Perfect.
I'm like, oh, okay. That's
go
awesome.
For it.
Now it's making sense. And, you know, she's going to laugh when she hears it. She's going to go, oh, okay, that's why. That's phenomenal.
These are simple things. So, for instance, you would not want to launch your speaking, let's say, cycle, okay, on August 1st. August 1st would be perhaps a logical day when you look at the regular calendar, but mm-hmm. August 1st, actually, the moon is decreasing in size. So when the moon's decreasing in size, it means things are winding down. It's a time to finish up the old stuff. You don't mm-hmm. want to begin this new cycle until after the new moon of the 6th. And you can, most calendars show you that when it's going to be new moon or full moon.
Right.
And that's a very easy way to just kind of, you know, get in accord with astrology. And again, just understanding the moon changes signs every 2.5 days, whereas the sun changes signs only every 28 days. But you know, again, no, the new moon, the time of the new moon, it's always going to be, it's when in the same sign as the sun, and you can see it in the sky. It's when the sun and the moon are joined. Mm-hmm. And the full moon is always going to be in the opposite sign of the sun. And again, you can look up in the sky and you see this. If you go out at sunset at full moon, you will look in the west and see the moon setting, and you'll look in the east, and you'll see the moon rise simultaneously. That's what happens at full moon.
I don't even know if people realize that, because they probably just see it in one spot, and they don't turn around and look the other way.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. You
know, so these are just very, you know, again, bringing astrology down to earth. These are things you can, you just have to look up into the sky, and you can, you know, you can see these things happen.
I love it. Maya, let's give out your contact information one more time so everybody can find you and your newsletter gift and your cards, your Facebook.
Okay.
Can you tell that again? Well,
for sure. I'll start with my website, mayawhite.com, M-A-Y-A, white.com. And I have the umbrella of my Easy Astrology Oracle cards as well as astrocartography. And then also my services for readings are all to be found at my homepage. I would invite people to go there, and you can also sign up for my weekly newsletter. The little sign-up button says monthly newsletter, but I actually do it more often now. And when you sign up, you'll receive a copy of my ebook, How to Manifest Your Best Life, Secrets of the Stars. And I'll also do just a quick plug for my monthly horoscopes. I have written a free monthly horoscope consecutively now for 12 years, with just having maybe taken a break for a couple of months in that time period. But it's a very popular horoscope. It's been published worldwide. It's been reprinted in Thailand and India over the years. And I do it now on my website, and get a couple thousand visitors every month coming to check it out. So,
and that's at the website.
Yes.
Okay.
And then my Facebook page, Maya White Astrologer.
Maya White Astrologer on Facebook.
And
Maya,
I'd love to
I think they will. I'm going to come over and say hi. I like you. Because I'm in there. Maya, thank you for being with us today so much and sharing everything that you do and share with the world, because I think it's a lot out there that you do that can help people. So thank you for sharing that today on the show. And for those that are interested in learning a little bit about me, jenroyster.com, that's JenRoyster. We have free meditations over there. We have a free e-gift for energy balancing when you sign up for my newsletter. There's private sessions you can book, workshops. We have the spiritual circles opening up if you want to work and develop your intuitive skills with a group. We meet once a month. We also have the angel and healing group that's going to be opening up. These are all starting. One of them starts next week, actually. So you might want to go check that out. that's a wonderful group for people that are going through a major transition, challenges, loss, grief, job, just major things, and you want to have a support group. That's a very healing group for you. And Maya, again, Maya is mayawhite.com, M-A-Y-A-W-H-I-T-E.com. Maya, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Jen, it was a joy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. And enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Now, for everyone that listens to my show, I want to say you are loved, you are supported, and I send everyone a blast of love and light. Thank you for listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and I say namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.